This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's governor's office has offered support to Arizona as that state confronts spiking coronavirus infections. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The offer was for both moral and material support. If necessary, Colorado could take in some patients from Arizona, either in hospitals in parts of Colorado where the caseload is relatively low, or in field hospitals set up months ago by the Army Corps of Engineers that haven't yet been used. Those field hospitals are in Loveland and at the Convention Center in Denver. Arizona has reported more than 4,000 new coronavirus cases a day recently, far higher than Colorado's worst days earlier in the pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A group in Pueblo plans to continue its demonstrations today, calling for the city to remove a Christopher Columbus statue. The group has been organizing each Sunday and has been met with counter-protesters who want the statue to remain standing. The mayor says he's trying to broker a compromise, but he told the Pueblo chieftain that he doesn't personally see the value in taking the statue down. The protesters plan to continue demonstrating each Sunday until the statue is removed. And crews battling the YMCA fire in southern Colorado say it's now 40% contained, but smoke and possibly flames are still visible in Canyon City and surrounding areas. The fire was caused by lightning last week. More than 140 people are trying to contain it. And there's a chance for rain in the area of the YMCA fire today, along with the possibility of thunderstorms for southern Colorado. You're listening to CPR News.